This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Don't just listen live, take us home with you. Find our podcast at djvshow.com or search for the DJ V Show on iTunes. Don't forget to download, rate, and subscribe.
Half the hour. How do you do? Here we are, all gainfully employed on the DJV program. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. I am your congenial host, the ever-loving Dougster, who says hello to new followers on Instagram. Hi to Joshua Walker. Everybody say hi to Joshua Walker. Following
hi,
us.
Hi.
Heather Hecker. H-E-C-K-E-R. That's a great name. Heather. So Heather, together with Joshua, we recognize and are happy to have you along for the ride. However you follow us, and lots of other people starting to follow us as well, you can do that on Twitter, at DJV Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen, at Doug Steffen. So help yourself. And you can also like us and follow a lot of the things, picture-wise and otherwise, on Facebook.com/DJV Show, where I had a picture of Miles and I for Easter morning. We went to the park, and somebody actually said he looked like me.
I think he does look like you.
Yeah, he does.
Your daughter looks like you, too. Yeah.
Megan does.
Strong Stefan jeans.
Yes, there we go. All right, somebody who's got strong jeans and likes to wear them. See what I did there, Jennifer?
I see that.
Yes, okay. So Jennifer takes it away.
All right, so let's talk about the measles, shall we? Because it is a big, big story here in the United States. And now people at the CDC are saying those born in the 1960s and 1970s in this country may want to consider getting a booster shot, because the United States has confirmed well over 700 cases of measles. It's the highest level in the United States since the disease was declared eliminated back in 2000. And now people are questioning whether or not they should get a booster shot to protect themselves. Doctors said if someone has documentation showing that they got two shots when they were younger, they should be safe from getting the disease. But if you were vaccinated in the early to mid-60s, some people even in the early 70s, and you haven't had a second one, well, maybe you might be thinking about getting a booster shot with the outbreak happening, because this virus is contagious and it's going from coast to coast in the country. If contracted, the symptoms begin like a cold, but then it turns into a rash, a fever, and you get mouth sores. Adults vaccinated against the virus as children are only partially immune. The people most at risk right now are the ones that were born in the 60s and 70s who may have gotten one shot, specifically between 1963 and 1968. So check with your doctor if you're worried about this, if you think you might need a booster shot to keep yourself safe, especially in places like New York and California, where there are multiple cases. There are even quarantines in California. There's fines in New York City. There are orders for some people to avoid public places in upstate New York. There's this surge of measles cases that stands at now 704 just this year alone and counting. Some health officials are trying to deal with the contagion in unvaccinated communities by turning to police powers that we haven't seen used in a very long time in this country, meaning asking people to stay, or telling people to stay at home and requiring them to pay fines and such. 22 cases have been reported in New York, in New York City, Rockland County, and most of them have been unvaccinated people in the Orthodox Jewish communities in those areas. Three quarters of those who are reporting the disease are children or teenagers. No deaths yet, but today 66 patients are sitting in the hospital with the measles.
So I wonder, you went back to the 60s. Those of us who were vaccinated in the 40s, I don't even know. I don't remember when I was vaccinated. I'm guessing, I mean, I've had vaccinations since my birth. The only thing I know for sure is that I had chickenpox vaccine and polio vaccine because I got the scars. They left birth, what do they call those, birthmarks on my arm where they gave me the shot. And then from there, I don't know. I've had, I'm sure, other shots. I know I had the measles, but I don't know when. And wonder if that means that we all should, no matter what your age, if you were born in the 40s, 50s, 60s, or whatever, how old is too young to get a measles shot? Is there an age on either end? How old are you? Too young at this age or too old at that age, so it's not worth getting the shot? Anybody know the answer? Maybe we'll ask that. Jack will be...
Yeah, I don't know how old is too old. I know that there's really no such thing as too young. I think once you hit the eight-month mark when a lot of babies are getting vaccinated, I think that's when this kind of happens. But I think it's a good question for people who are not, I don't want to say, getting a little older, but obviously if you were born in the 1970s, as I was, and Doug, of course, the 1940s calling, I mean, you should probably ask these questions because it's something we don't think about.
Yeah.
We just think we're not going to get it. Sure. And surprise, you end up with something you don't want that can be much harsher on older bodies than on younger ones. So
I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I just think that there's an intelligence quotient that's required here on the part of people making these decisions. Doctors tell you to get this vaccine. Always, especially this day and age, ask or question. Don't just take what the doctor says as gospel, because they're not perfect any more than you or I. They make mistakes. And for you, it may be that you have a specific interest in getting specific things covered. Up to you to educate yourself about you, your family, and know what they have had, what they need, and what there are not all the anti-vaxxers who have gone off on these toots are worried about all vaccines. And the only worry that one should have is to make sure you don't have things put into your body that will harm your body, like mercury and aluminum that have been used as preservatives by the big drug companies to keep the vaccines more relevant or longer, whatever it is. They'll last longer if they make huge batches and they want to keep them in the refrigerator or whatever for years, and that's why they put aluminum and or mercury in them. They don't put mercury anymore in them, but they are putting aluminum in them. And that's what has made the anti-vaxxers crazy. They find out these sorts of things, and the autism and ADHD and all those other things that may or may not be caused by the vaccines, it certainly is worthwhile looking into. And you don't do it by just jumping on some bandwagon, either for or against. Just have the knowledge. Forget about everybody else. Take care of you and your family, and don't worry about whatever is going on elsewhere. You can't do anything about it anyway. You can be vocal, as we are being here. The measles can affect a lot of people. But you're not going to get people, to do what they don't want to do. It's not up to you anyway. It's up to some legal authority. But you are in charge of you and your family.
But see, part of the problem, though, is that you could make the argument that too many people are only thinking about themselves, and that's why they haven't vaccinated their kids, and that's part of the problem of why this is why the measles is back. When, like Chad said, it was eradicated in the year 2000.
Yeah, well, education here, Victoria, is very important, and giving people information instead of having it tainted or all worked up. There is a lot of information about this stuff that you can find anywhere, and it seems to me, by the way, this is back to I've been beating this drum for years and years. So many school systems don't have good health education programs. What more important? Yeah, you learn the STEAM things, science and the technology and the things that are necessary today. But you also need to know about how your body works. And so many of these nutcases on these local school boards don't want health ed because they think you're teaching kids how to do it just by explaining to them how their sexual organs work, which is the height of ignorance, complete ignorance. Speaking of that, we get the award winner for the dumbest thing you could possibly do at your company. That award comes up right after these words here on the DJV Show.
The biggest stars on the planet come together for music's number one night. The Billboard Music Awards Live, hosted by Kelly Clarkson.
I'm so excited!
With an opening performance from Taylor Swift, everyone will be talking about. And live performances by the Jonas Brothers, Madonna and Maluma, Paula Abdul, and together live for the first time, BTS and Halsey.
What?
Plus a performance from Icon Award winner,
Mariah Carey.
Kelly Clarkson hosts the Billboard Music Awards tonight
on NBC.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When picking a phone number for business, what sounds more professional? Your personal number?
Oh, hold on, let me give you my cell. And actually, let me get yours too, just so I don't ignore your call, you know?
Or a dedicated business number, courtesy of Grasshopper.
It was a pleasure meeting you. Our number is 1-833-IT-TROOP. Give us a call anytime.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
Are you getting bored with all of your dinner options? Maybe you can't take another night of unhealthy fast food or ordering in. Well, I have got good news for you. Martha Stewart is doing a free taste test. She's giving away 3 full-size meals from her new meal kit delivery service, Martha and Marley Spoon. Martha and Marley Spoon will send fresh, pre-portioned ingredients straight to your door, making it easier than ever to cook a healthy, fulfilling meal in the comfort of your own home. As most of you know, I'm an advocate of fresh food and healthy choices. There are over 18,000 recipes to choose from, and the menus feature a variety of dishes, ranging from classic to creative. You'll be eating in just 30 minutes. To be part of Martha's free taste test and to receive your 3 free meals, be one of the first 100 people to text the word FORK to 246-810. Get great food sent straight to your door. Text the word FORK to 246-810. Get your free meals today. Text the word FORK to 246-810.
Right now, Doctors Without Borders medical teams are operating in some of the most remote and dangerous corners of the world. When front yards become front lines, when disaster erupts, when disease rages, when communities collapse under crisis, at the crossroads of conflict and epidemic, where there are no hospitals, that's where we operate. We go where conditions are the worst because that's where we're needed most. In nearly 70 countries, we're saving lives threatened by violence, disease, malnutrition, and catastrophic events. Donors are vital to our mission. Your response is critical to our response in places where a few others will go. That's where we operate. Learn more at doctorswithoutborders.org.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so here's the award-winning Virginia-based IT company. They posted a job. In this day and age, you got to wonder who the heck is who's thinking this through. The application says on it, "We prefer Caucasian applicants."
For what kind of job?
Pharmaceutical accounting manager. Company is headquartered in Virginia. This was for a job down in Tampa. Preferably, this is what how it reads, quote, preferably Caucasian, who has a good technical background, including knowledge of RPA, relationship individual who can get more opportunities and build up accounts. But I thought it was
2019.
The law. Right, that's what I'm the point. Well, isn't it against the law? There's a federal law on this anyway, isn't there?
That's a big question. There's a big, big question mark on that.
Yeah, but it's going employment to the Supreme Court. Discrimination on the basis of ethnicity or race or skin color, that's not.
Yeah, that hasn't been. Yeah.
No, that hasn't been for a long time. So I just thought, wow, what a dummy. There are great reasons to listen to the DJV show on the podcast, djvshow.com. Most recent one. You can hear us talking about the record-breaking weekend for the Avengers, also Game of Thrones, and what happened with Jesse Smollett. I know, did I pronounce Smollett?
Smollett.
There's no sh in it.
Smollett.
Smollett.
Smollett. Check out our podcast, djvshow.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Significant voices in country music today. I dare say one of the most significant voices in music in general today
belongs to Luke Bryan, who is in the focus today because he and his buddy Blake Shelton, they're on competing shows, right? Luke is on American Idol and Blake is on The Voice.
Mm-hmm. Taking they still over. Love each other.
They still like each other and love each other, get along. They're going to Tishomingo. Is that how you pronounce that? In Oklahoma?
It's close. That's Blake's hometown, I think, or near his hometown.
Old Red Tishomingo. That's where they're going for Memorial Day for the opening of a new music venue. Isn't that amazing? We're talking about a month from today is Memorial Day. How about them, Apple, mm-hmm. Boys and Girls? So let's see crazy. Here. There's a place called the Dog House. In this, the overall scheme of things here.
It's a new venue that Blake Shelton has opened in his town. That's the big city near where Blake Shelton's ranch is.
Yeah. And so this is a place where you'd be able to go for music jams, concerts, jams on Thursday, concerts on Friday, weekly dance party on Saturdays. Wow, this looks like a hot happening place here, right?
Sounds tickets. Like it.
For the Bryan and Shelton concert scheduled for the 23rd of next month and the 24th, on sale through the Doghouse website, May 2nd and 3rd. So that'd be this, Thursday and Friday, I think. Yep. Proceeds for the ticket sales for the Bryan and Shelton shows support the Oklahoma Wildlife Conservation Foundation. Shelton's on the board there. He said, quote, growing up, if I wasn't outdoors hunting or fishing, I was looking for a stage to play music. The Doghouse is going to be the best place to see all the great talent that exists in this part of the country. I'm excited to get the party started with my friend Luke and support a cause that's so close to my heart. This will be one of the few opportunities to see Shelton live this summer. There are only four performances on his tour schedule at the moment. There's a big concert here in Boston, the Boston area, Gillette Stadium, with George Strait and Foxborough. Man, that thing... You know how hard it is? The stadium is not on a major route. It's on our State Highway 1. It's a four-lane road. And people wait 4 or 5 hours to get in there for a football game. It's where the Patriots play. So can you imagine what it's going to be like to try to get into that stadium for this performance with these guys? Wow. Good Lord. So why the name Doghouse? Anybody know what the significance, why he called it the Doghouse?
Old Red is his one of his first hits about a dog, and so he's probably doing it after that. Yep.
All right. See, turn to Jennifer. She knows the story when it comes to this country stuff. All right, let's keep going in the country vein, shall we, Jen?
Sure.
The focus now on Chris Stapleton. Apparently, he was visible in the latest Game of Thrones episode, Kara. Is that true? Did you see him?
I watched it afterwards. I didn't notice it. I mean, I don't know enough about what he looks like, except he's a, you know, big dude with long hair and a beard. But I watched it again. I think he was just a guy who was lying on the ground, and they, like, show him open his eyes at some point. So you might recognize him after the fact. I don't think anybody noticed during the show, but it's pretty cool.
Apparently, he's a huge fan of the show. Had his management reach out about the possibility of casting him in a bit part. And he told producers he was willing to fly anywhere in the world just to be a part of the show.
If only I had known, I could have had my management team send some info last year, and maybe I could have gone.
Could have done it as well. Stapleton got some instruction from the directors on how to handle the transformation into his character. They know we weren't actors, he said, so the direction basically, the director said, we're going to place you, and then we'll tell you to open your eyes. And they trained on us and how the White Walkers are supposed to stand up and move. So I don't know anything about who are the White Walkers.
I know. The White Walkers are the zombies.
Yeah, they're like
he played a zombie, right?
Yeah, he played a dead guy. So I don't know. I'm sure it was his eyes. Yeah. Well, they come back to life. So as zombies are typically dead and then they come back to life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Nothing better
show
than good,
you guys watching.
Good zombie.
You can see what you're missing out on.
Country singer who plays a zombie. Let's hear about it. 28 after on the DJV show.
Trade Pros. Ferguson is committed to making business with us the easiest part of your day. Ferguson.com is designed to help run your business from the office to the job site by making your day-to-day activities easier with 24/7 account access, unmatched online inventory, and on-the-go account management. And with our Pro Plus customer loyalty program, you can earn points with every online purchase, redeemable for merchandise, event tickets, trips, and more. Sign up today at Ferguson.com.
If you lack energy and can't get your work done every day, you're struggling to get back into shape, all those sorts of things, you don't have a lot of drive and performance, then there is a solution. The daily routine that you're going through may be difficult, but thanks to NuGenix, N-U-G-E-N-I-X, you're feeling exhausted, this will fix that. You're not performing like you used to? NuGenix can help. High levels of testosterone play an important part in helping men preserve their energy and performance. So let's get into this overall wellness and fitness. Let's restore it. Let's get the tool. Revive your confidence by getting a free bottle of NuGenix. Free bottle of NuGenix. Just text FORCE to 321-321. Yep. Free bottle, NuGenix. Text FORCE, F-O-R-C-E, to 321-321. Very simple. Be on your way to a more confident you. Text FORCE to 321-321.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit Hatcher Foundation.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump met with top Democrats to discuss improving the nation's infrastructure.
This was a very, very good start.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the president agreed with Democrats to spend $2 trillion on infrastructure.
We're very excited about the conversation that we had with the president.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called it a very productive meeting.
Building infrastructure of America has never been a partisan issue.
Schumer was asked how the Democrats can hope to work with the president while the House leads investigations into him.
I believe we can do both at once.
No congressional Republicans took part in the session. One suspect is in custody after a shooting at the University of North Carolina that left two people dead and four others wounded. Three of the victims are in critical condition. There's still no word from officials on a motive for the shooting. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fordham is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
TJV program here to get your bodies moving and your mind moving. Put it in gear. Let's go. Jennifer Horn's here. Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Victoria's mind is in gear and she's on the go.
Well, yes. And this is the most bizarre story. Okay, so we're all fans. I think we're all fans here of Shark Tank, right?
Yeah.
The ABC show that it's very also on CNBC. It's a great show. So Barbara Corcoran, who is one of the sharks, she's the real estate mogul with the short blonde hair. She celebrated her 70th birthday over the weekend, but the theme of her birthday party was a funeral. And she took it to that level. So guests mysteriously arrived at a Fifth Avenue penthouse. When they walked in, they found her lying in a coffin in a red gown with flowers on either side of her in a full-on funereal scene.
What a nut.
So weird. So apparently after everyone arrived, and then there was also a life-size cardboard cutout of herself as dressed as a nun that was positioned next to the coffin. And so... once everyone arrived, then she apparently jumped out of the coffin and began dancing around the room. Later on, her birthday cake, was decorated with a plastic doll that was being eaten by a shark. Also a little strange. the dress code that she wanted everyone in was tango. So I guess that's why she had the red dress on. She had also hired a professional tango dancer to dance with the crowd. Her Shark Tank co-stars, Damon John and Mark Cuban, were both there. Mr. Wonderful was not there. And Mark Cuban, he went on Instagram and took pictures of the party and just described the whole party as, quote, creepy, which it definitely looks. Huh. The picture that Barbara Corcoran, that she posted herself on her own Instagram, is of her lying in a red dress in a coffin, and it with the flowers around her, and, you know, they have the flowers up on the stands on either side of the coffin. She definitely took whatever her, I don't know if this was like, obviously it's a joke, but I don't think anyone thought it was funny. It is just very, very weird. I didn't think she was that strange until now, so now I'm going to look at her very differently.
Yeah, that's weird.
Definitely Google the picture of this, because it is just
bizarre.
Weird.
The second part sounds fun. A tango instructor and a tango party.
Yeah, but why
that
the coffin,
fun?
Though? I don't get, yeah. Like, I don't know. It's very weird.
It is. Well, we all have I think we all have our idiosyncrasies. And maybe we'll.
Who knew she was such a freak?
Leave it at that. Yeah, well, let's move on to some things that are going on that may affect you all, some more than others. Couple of things here. First, on a state-to-state basis around the country, lawmakers are trying to figure out how to ban the pesticides that are deemed by the EPA to be. Well, it's interesting how pesticides. According to some, there are a lot of different ones. The one gets most attention is Roundup, but there are tons, for those of you who are not on the farm, there are tons and tons and tons, literally and figuratively, of all kinds of things. For example, the pesticide chlorpyrifos, I believe that's how it's pronounced, chlorpyrifos, I'm close to that anyway, kills insects, kills bugs, you know that Raid ad, kills bugs dead. Well, this stuff is the main ingredient of Raid. It kills insects on contact, kills them by attacking their nervous system. So let's say you're spraying it around. All right, you got it, and you're spraying it, and you happen to take a whiff of this stuff. What do you think it does to your nervous system? Think about it that way, and that's what the studies that have linked some various exposures of this thing. Let's say you're pregnant and you breathe this stuff in. Apparently, it will cause lower birth weight on your baby, lower IQs, perhaps ADHD, and other developmental issues in children. Now, the EPA has been looking at this for a couple of years, and they have ignored the conclusions of its own people and rejected the proposal made during the Obama years to ban its use. Gets used, sprayed a lot in fields where there's standing water, because that's what mosquitoes love. Hawaii has become the first state to pass a full ban on it, and now California, Oregon, New York, and Connecticut are trying to do the same thing. So this could have a big impact in California, Jennifer. If California's successful, big deal because it's such a big state. It's such a big agricultural state. Farm worker justice group that tries to stand up for the rights of people working on farms is all for this. I actually am for it. I think there's too much of this stuff around. The other side of it, though, is, and that's always the way I would like to look at things, have us all look at things from one side then the other side. The other side is, a mosquito problem is very severe. Mm-hmm. So is there a way, the question really is, okay, we don't want to use this because it has very negative impact on the people who are exposed to it. So then what do we have? Do we have scientific minds that are bright enough to fulfill the need? There's a need here, and usually we find in America people who find a need can figure out how to fill that need, that void, right? That's what's so beautiful about America. Here's a problem, how do we fix it? And people figure it out. That apparently hasn't happened yet because this stuff hasn't been banned by the EPA, which seems rather strange. Even going back to the Obama years, this shows you how much starch These big companies have to develop this stuff. They're just like the drug companies. They develop these things and they'll do anything to keep them on the market because there's so much money in them. And that's the big shazam here. I noticed that locally, sort of the same thing. Now, let's kind of boil this down a little, ladies, shall we? Bring it down to our own local level. Not necessarily, I mean, we all use Raid, you see that, and you see other things that are, you know, I think I've always gotten a kick out of the expression, the first time I noticed it in England, when a news reporter said, Fred Smith was shot dead. Okay, so, yeah, not always when people get shot are they dead, but it's the way they say it. And so in this circumstance, when the Raid ad came out, Raid kills bugs dead. And, you know, what is it doing to you? That's the question. I ask it again. Look at the label of things that you buy. There are natural...
The question is, how do you take care of the immediate problem at hand without... What are the alternative products, I guess?
That's the... Yeah,
would be the question.
Right.
Because it's something easy to say, well, don't use Raid. Well, if my house is infested with ants, is it better to live with the ants inside the house, or is it better to try to figure out how to get rid of those ants?
Yeah.
Well,
it's
no.
Not hurt you. Try to get along with them. Come on, Jennifer, will you? It's crow. Step on them if you want to get rid of them. If you really want to.
Oh, have you ever had ants in your house, Doug? I'm sure
yes, I have.
I've had
lots of ants
in my
life.
I don't think you can cha-cha along the whole trail of ants. At some point, you have to do something.
I always get those little, I don't know, the little traps. Those at least aren't spraying something into the air. I used to go crazy at my roommate because there would be something and she would just go spray it with Raid and it would be, you know, like right next to our kitchen. And I think people just don't think. It's like, okay, you can buy it at the store, so it must be safe. Except, you know, anything that's killing bugs and affecting their, you know, bodies like that is obviously, even if it's not going to kill a human, it's not going to be great.
It kills bugs dead. You're right, though. I did that. We had ants in the kitchen last year, Jennifer. I got those little ant traps. I had to make sure they were way back behind the refrigerator so that Daisy wouldn't get at them. You got to be careful of that kind of stuff, too.
Yeah, because there's a scent that that's similar to peanut butter dogs are drawn to.
I love it. So to bring this down to something else that is of interest and import when it comes to banning things, I noticed that our own local Board of Health here in Framingham has voted to restrict the sale of any menthol cigarette, which is quite a big, that's a statement. That'll get national attention. Menthol cigarettes banned in Framingham. And all vape material. So the new, I got a kick out of this, because we're opening up six recreational marijuana establishments, and all of them want to sell hemp products. They want to sell marijuana, medical and recreational. And most of these stores are selling these vape products, vape things. But near as I can tell, anything I've read or I heard from my children about this is that they're horrible. They really, I think we've talked about them before here too, just awful for you. Mm-hmm. Vapes, that's the stuff that's in there, and they glamorize it for kids in high school by filling it up with strawberry. You can smoke or strawberry or raspberry or blueberry or whatever they flavor up this stuff. So you load up your system with this horrible stuff, and it goes, but it tastes good, smells good. No. But are you surprised about menthol cigarettes? What is there about, I don't know what... I know my mother.
I've always heard they're even more harsh than regular cigarettes.
Are they?
I don't know.
They
are. I'm not a smoker, but I've heard they're more harsh.
Is that what it is?
They are because there's fiberglass particles in it, in menthol. And so when you inhale it, the fiberglass, and this is gross, but this is how it works, but the fiberglass particles make little incisions in your lung and airways so that the nicotine goes to your lungs and in your bloodstream faster.
Oh, I remember that. Yes.
So, so, you know, good luck with that if you want to smoke some fiberglass.
No, I think we'll, but we will take a break. 45 past the hour.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really neutralize cancer-causing free radicals? I'll be right back to give you the answer.
Antioxidants do neutralize free radicals and convert them into harmless substances that can be eliminated. The body has a natural supply, but many foods are powerful antioxidants. Foods like oranges, blueberries, strawberries, grapes, spinach, kale, yes, that broccoli, tea, tomatoes, and Brussels sprouts all have natural antioxidants as well as vitamin A, C, E, and beta carotene, cozine, Q10, zinc, magnesium, and selenium, which is found in garlic. Well-known medical institutions like Harvard and the University of California, Johns Hopkins, Stanford all say these can make a very big difference and reverse the effects of aging. That's a powerful message, ladies and gentlemen, and the choice is yours. For more information, go to our website, americashealthcareadvocate.com, americashealthcareadvocate.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2% fee received as discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hey, I just heard that people at my friend's company got sextortion emails.
Yeah, it's a popular type of spear phishing attack.
Wow, that sounds serious.
It is. Scammers claim to have a compromising video of the victim and threaten to share it with their contact list unless they pay a ransom.
What if they target someone at our company?
We're secured with Barracuda Sentinel. It uses artificial intelligence to block spear phishing attacks, including sextortion emails.
That's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
The big news from Subaru is the all-new three-row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has the interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The all-new three-row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details.
Are you getting bored with all of your dinner options? Maybe you can't take another night of unhealthy fast food or ordering in. Well, I have got good news for you. Martha Stewart is doing a free taste test. She's giving away 3 full-size meals from her new meal kit delivery service, Martha and Marley Spoon. Martha and Marley Spoon will send fresh, pre-portioned ingredients straight to your door, making it easier than ever to cook a healthy, fulfilling meal in the comfort of your own home. As most of you know, I'm an advocate of fresh food and healthy choices. There are over 18,000 recipes to choose from, and the menus feature a variety of dishes, ranging from classic to creative. You'll be eating in just 30 minutes. To be part of Martha's free taste test and to receive your 3 free meals, be one of the first 100 people to text the word FORK to 246-810. Get great food sent straight to your door. Text the word FORK to 246-810. Get your free meals today. Text the word FORK to 246-810.
Great news. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com. In 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on your car insurance. How about that for a big way to save some dough? Let's see what's up with in the travel department here. J.P. Morgan has told their staff to boycott hotels owned by the Sultan of Brunei. Remember, that's the country in Asia that punishes gay sex with death. So J.P. Morgan Chase is the largest bank in the world and the second major financial institution after Deutsche Bank to direct staff to avoid hotels, including London's Dorchester Hotel, the Beverly Hills Hotel in L.A. Being gay is a crime. Did you know that? In 72 countries, being gay.
Kill you, put you in jail.
What in the name of heavens? Wow. And all these laws have been on the books for decades. So, something to be... Aren't the Trump suing Deutsche Bank also because they're trying to keep the records from being made public?
Yeah, I saw about the subpoenas. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. 10 minutes for the hour on the DJV program.
Homemakers.
Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Past the hour now, your edumacation continues with Dr. Jack Stockwell here, Nooka Chiropractor. His website, theforbiddendoctor.com, used by hundreds of thousands of people around the country to get information about themselves. So you can check it out, forbiddendoctor.com or jackstockwell.com. His clinic is in Salt Lake City. That's a great place to go to get all kinds of technical medical help. So we've been having a conversation on several different levels, on several different programs. Here with us, Kara Schulin and Victoria Keelan from the DJV program, who have questions about booster shots for measles. A lot of people have questions about the measles and whether you get really sick and you die from them. All of these cases, what, 700-800 cases of this around the country. It can spread. So for those of us, Jack, when you were a kid, you get a measles shot?
No, I got the real thing. I got measles. I was sick for a few days, and then I've got lifetime immunity.
Yeah. All right, well, I didn't. Well, you know what? Now that you mention it, I'm wondering if that's what happened to me. I don't know whether I got a shot or not. I think I seem to remember now that you said it that I had the measles when I was a kid. And so, yeah, you have
so everybody did back then.
Right. I don't think I ever got a shot for it. Right. Well, so the announcement came out, wasn't it today, ladies, that we heard about the suggestion made by medical authorities that you should get, if you got shots in the 60s or 70s for measles, you should get a booster. But if you're like Jack, and now I'm thinking Jack is right about this. I don't think I ever had a shot for measles. I think I had the measles.
I don't think there were shots in the 60s and 70s. I don't think measles showed up till about the 80s, the measles vaccine. I don't have my numbers in front of me. Well, I wasn't expecting this discussion, so I don't have my notes in front of me.
All right, so you have it after a bit. But I think that there's, I think there were.
Or maybe it was the MMR shots. Combination or something like that. 1983 is what comes to, is popping into my head. But I'd have to research this. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. There also is this focus on whatever this shot, there's a new kind of, it's not glyphosate, but it's something else that's the main ingredient of Raid that kills mosquitoes on contact.
Yeah.
Remember, Raid kills bugs dead.
Yeah, I heard you guys talking about that.
Right. And I wonder, we have this whole focus on glyphosate. We have the whole focus on these sorts of things. And you wonder, even if people read the labels, it doesn't say glyphosate is bad for you on the label, and it doesn't say whatever this other yunga munga lunga stuff is on Raid, that's bad for you. It doesn't say it.
Not,
it just says what's on it. So how do you...
Well, they're not regulated by the FDA. That's the EPA's domain.
Well, the EPA doesn't want to stop, even though there have been recommendations from scientists to the EPA to stop. It's pretty interesting because this goes back to the Obama years where they eliminated lots of stuff. And in this circumstance, no, they said, we want to allow this to continue to be sold. But yet,
well, there's several European countries that have flat out right banned it and anything even related to glyphosate.
Yeah, right.
So, and, you know, so, I mean, here money rules. In our country, money rules.
We know that.
Yes. Now,
tell us something we don't know.
Yeah. And in other countries, it's not that money doesn't rule. It's just there's some other things that take significance over the flow of cash in some areas of our lives and culture. And again, you know, you're always saying yourself, you know, follow the dollar, follow the flow of cash.
Follow
and
money.
And in these countries, in these European countries where the governments are picking up the bill for health care, they do everything they can to try to underarch and complete the coverage of their citizens.
Oh, you become an advocate for national health care now?
An advocate for what?
National health care.
It's coming.
That's what keeps...
It's coming, so what's the best way to tailor it? But that's subject for a whole other discussion.
Yeah. Well, it's an interesting answer. I don't know that I'd have made that observation, but that's an interesting and pretty sound thinking. The governments in Europe are pretty much all supporting or have international health care for the people who live in these countries.
These and countries so are banning vaccines
ban
before the
stuff.
Age of two.
Yeah. That's an interesting reality, isn't it?
Yeah, watch what these other countries do with health.
Food for thought from Dr. Jack Stockwell. If you're lacking energy to tackle everyday tasks, if you're finding yourself not really in shape and not really able to do a good job working out in the gym, you're not performing like you used to when it comes to your love life, NuGenix can help. N-U-G-E-N-I-X, NuGenix. High levels of testosterone play an important part in overviewing or building up your body. Get a free bottle of NuGenix. Text FORCE to 321-321. That's a free bottle of NuGenix. Power your body with confidence. Text FORCE to 321-321 for a free bottle.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.